Welcome to the Masterclass of One with Zig Ziglar Master Coach David Creel. It's called the Masterclass of One because it's about the person David is speaking to, but you can listen and act like David is asking you the questions. Then go and apply them and change your life. If you want to create impact in the lives of others, increase your personal income, and be a more productive and efficient human being, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Hello again, everyone. David Creel, Certified Ziglar Master Coach, with my friend who is a doctor. There's only two doctors on this. There's only one doctor on this podcast, and the other one is the one that's not is me. So what we have is Dr. Brittany Bryant Lopez, who's a doctor in education, which means, again, like I said, there's one PhD out of two people, and the other one is not me. So I was in the part of the class in college that made the top half possible, if you know what I'm saying. So Brittany, how are you today?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored as always.
Awesome to hear.
Okay, so if you don't mind, we'll just jump right into it. What would make this an amazing conversation today?
For me, it's taking what I've been having rattle around in my brain, developing a leadership series. So I've done, and in the process of launching, an online nonprofit series. So Nonprofit 101 and all that fun stuff. And my knowledge, it does cover vast, a lot of nonprofit, but also just a lot of generalized like career development, career counseling, and looking at how can I develop that into a series that I don't always have to be there, if that makes sense. Like, I don't want to always have to rearrange my life, travel, this, and I don't mind it. I do like that in-person connection, but I feel like sometimes people need it right away. And I would like to be that person that kind of, you know, you can catch a person when they're in that self-doubt, or I call it the analysis paralysis part.
Okay. So what have you done about that up to this point?
Up to this point, so far I've been putting together the nonprofit series and kind of taking note of how I'm doing it, how I'm launching it, what's the, you know, creating the surveys of getting the feedback and all that. And as I'm getting closer to launching it, I'm thinking, okay, what about those who aren't in nonprofit? What do I do? Is it going to be the same method of, you know, okay, we'll do a Zoom first? Or I've been also looking at just the different platforms. So like, what's that one? Udemy. So that one, and like saying, oh, is that a platform I would want to use? Is that an accessible platform? Because I want to try to make it as accessible as possible. So that's the, you know, kind of things I've been going through.
Okay. And is this going to be paid, free? What's the course?
The course itself, I want it to be paid.
Okay.
And that's where I'm getting into that part of like, okay, so how do I do it? You know, I want it to be paid. What platform is the best platform? How do I set it up? Because I want to keep it. If I do the access where they don't sign up for a class, like the one-on-one part, but almost like the instant access, I'm like, okay, how long do I want these classes to be? I don't feel like I want to hold someone hostage for like, you know, an hour and 20 minutes. If I can make it, you know, digestible 30 minutes, 40 minutes, but I'm also charging. So I kind of want to, it's a balance between the two.
Okay. Well, seeing how it does exist, but it doesn't actually exist yet, because it's not like I can't go to your course right now. So it doesn't actually physically exist, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So how much would you like to charge for it?
The price that comes automatically to mind for the leadership part is $85 if I'm doing 30 minutes.
$85 or $8,500, yes. $85,000?
No, I was thinking $85 because I don't want them. I want them 30. I want them 35 minutes. I'm looking at the entry level leadership. So not your more of your, I don't want to call them young professionals because they've been, in the, you know, they've probably had like a few years of work under them, but they're not your mid-level executive just yet.
Sure.
And they're in that kind of lost part. So I think this is like an easy, I want to be for the in-between, if that makes sense.
Okay. So $85, and that's for, what does the $85 get them?
$85 gets them how to, basically how to make your own professional development plan. Like the walkthrough of that. How do you design what's best for you? Like basically posing those questions that make them really think on the inside of what do they need? Because I think with a lot of professional development, you can go to any course you want, but if you're not asking yourself the right question, you'll come out just the same as you did when you went in.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the old saying is, if you ask better questions, you get better answers.
Exactly. And I think that's what I'm looking at. It's like, I'm not trying to be the answer for all their questions, but I want to set them on the path of, okay, you know what? I have the questions I want to ask. This is what I'm looking for. And that could be, I'm in the right career, or this is the best time for me to pivot.
Okay. So $85 is for one 35 minute call, or a 35 minute call for 7 weeks. What is, like,
the $85 would be a 35 minute course that they can access at any time. So they'll have the continuous access. They can go back, take notes if needed, with hand, like it'll come with a download packet of handouts and stuff like that. Like I want them to walk away with something. It'll be digital assets because I'm not mailing it to them. If they took the longer course, then I'm mailing out stuff and we're going through and we're meeting on, you know, we're doing a group call and things like that.
Okay. So what I've heard you say is you want to create an online course. It's not really a course. I would say it's a program because it's only one call, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's one call that's around 35 minutes. And you want to charge $85 for this course, and they get, you know, lifetime access to the recording, and they get digital goodies that come along that complement the course. How many people have you asked about this $85 course?
So I try to, I'm very much of a one goal at a time type of person. So right now, the main one has been, I've been finishing up the nonprofit course, and it kind of hit me towards the end of the second, when I was putting together the second day of like, what about the people who just want leadership?
Okay. Because
I've had people ask me the question of, oh, do you have just leadership courses?
Okay.
And I said, oh, let me get back to you. I didn't, you know, saying that, I said, let me get back to you. And it, you know, as I'm putting together that last day of that course, I'm just like, oh yeah, maybe that is the next, you know, venture.
Okay. And how much is the nonprofit course?
That is 150 because each one comes out with a digital packet, but it's tailored to the state. So when people are registering, I'm asking them, okay, what state do you live in? What state will your nonprofit be based in? And I give them information according to their state, because if it ain't one thing I'm about is like, look, I will make sure you know the letter of the law when it comes to your nonprofit in your state.
Okay. And is that a couple hours? Is it a couple weeks? How long?
So that is 150. It is 150 for each day. So each day is about 4 hours each.
And how many days?
And just two half days. And so the first day is all things nonprofit 101. So going over things just in depth, how to build your nonprofit, asking the depth question of like, do you need a nonprofit? Sometimes you think you might, and it might just be a program in a nonprofit that already exists. And the second day is what everyone loves a nonprofit, but everyone doesn't love, and that's grants, grant writing. And so going over what is grant writing, what is the goal of grant writing, how do you grant write, grant writing terms, so things like that, and then funding. Like, how do you look at funding when you're looking at grant writing?
Okay, so if I heard you correctly, it's $150 per person, but it's 2 days, so it's actually $300 per person.
Yes. So it's $150 per day. Yep, per person.
2 days, yep. So it's $300. Yep. Okay, and then have you gone back and asked the people who asked you originally about the leadership course if they would like to sign up?
I did.
And?
No. One, because a lot of them aren't in that field.
They're not.
In the nonprofit field.
No, I thought you said that the people that were dealing with the nonprofit were asking you about leadership stuff.
No. So they, in talking with their friends, told them about the course I was teaching, and they asked, like, oh, do you do leadership courses? And I said, let me get back to you. And I do leadership courses. It's just that at that point in time, my brain was just like, let me get through the nonprofit part.
Okay, but now that the nonprofit part is basically wrapping up,
yeah,
have you reached back out to those same people to tell their friends, hey, that leadership course you asked about, it's going to be, you know, November 15th, it's $85. Do you want to sign up?
Yeah. So no, what I did was I did tell them about it, but I didn't tell them a date. I did say, hey, let your friends know I am developing one and to look at it for the first of the, you know, in the first part of the new year after the holiday season, let them know that, you know, I'll be putting together this course and I'm going to be making it online. So let me, you know, kind of let me know. I've had some reach out and be like, oh, you know what? That'd be perfect. It's a great time of the year. Just because I know as we hit towards that season, after, I would say towards the end of this month, I try not to do too many events just because when that holiday season hits, you're battling with everyone's schedule.
Okay. So when does the course launch?
That's the beauty. I'm looking at most likely late January, early February, because I'm looking at my own schedule.
Okay. I mean, I get it. And this could change. This isn't in stone. But if it's going to be a 35-minute course, program, workshop, whatever you want to call it, masterclass, whatever, end of January, 1st of February is a 2-week time span to find 35 minutes on your calendar. So let me ask you a question. When's the next time you can get your teeth cleaned at the dentist?
They told me the date too. I want to say it is in December, actually.
Okay, so let's say it's December 28th. I'm just making this up. That might be a Sunday. Yeah. I have no idea, but let's just say it's December 28th. But the point of that is, how do you know it's going to be whenever it is in December? How do you know that if it's not here yet?
True. Well, they call me and schedule it with me.
Right. It's on the schedule. Because, you know, I know at least let me speak for myself. I don't want to put words in your mouth because, as Zig Ziglar said, that's not sanitary. But in Texas, we've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Isn't that how your calendar goes where you live too?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So does someday or one day or sometime in the first of Q1, is that an actual date on the calendar?
No. And that's on my, so I usually sit down my day to kind of schedule my week per se. Is usually like a Sunday afternoon. And so as I've been, you know, playing around with this idea, looking at it, doing that, I know that this upcoming Sunday, I'm done traveling for a minute that I can sit down and say, okay, everybody needs a date. Let me sit down, pull out my calendar, because I still write things down and go, okay, where are we at? And because, and I don't like to tell people, oh, you're bothering me, because they don't. I don't think it's bothering. I think it's sometimes when brilliance hits, it hits you when you're already in movement. So you're just like, hey, okay, oh, look, give me a minute. And I've been getting these questions asked as I'm in movement and doing things and conferences and all the fun stuff. And I'm like, I know I need to get back to this. And that's where I'm just like, okay, deep breath. What do we do now?
Okay. So what I heard you say was Sunday, as in the 16th, 15th.
Yep. Is it? It is the 15th.
Today's the 13th. Friday the 13th. Oh, it's creepy. But, you know, 2 days now is the 15th.
Sorry, 15th. Okay.
So October 15th, at some point before you go to bed,
yep,
have a date on the calendar.
Yep. That's the goal. That is the goal, just because I have two more conferences this month. And so I was like, before I go and put myself in another car to drive to another place, let me give confirmation for things to people. Like, I want them to know, like, hey, this is the date I can go online and get access to this, you know, get access to this course.
Yes. So I would suggest picking a date. It's a 35-minute commitment. You're not asking somebody to get 6 hours. I mean, you can make it 7 p.m. if you wanted. 7 to 8 or whatever, okay?
Nope.
But I'm guessing that in that 35-minute-ish workshop, class, whatever it's called, that's not the extent of all of your knowledge, I'm assuming.
No.
Okay. So what if you just as a possibility, I'm not telling you should do this. I'm saying this is a possibility. Let's say, let me get my calendar out. Let's say you want to have it on January 22nd, which is a Monday. Okay. At 7 p.m. Central or 7 p.m. whatever mountain or Pacific, whatever time.
Yeah, it's like Arizona time, which still throws me off.
Well, whenever that is, that's when it is. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the only thing about January is if you're a sports fan, which I know you are because one of your cousins plays in the league, I wouldn't schedule it on the night of the national championship. That's just me. You do what you want. Okay. But somewhere around January 8th, January 15th, it's going to be the national championship.
Yep.
So I would find out when that day is, and I wouldn't pick that day. Because some people, even if they're not into really sports, they might want to watch the national championship. And you might want to watch it. So you don't want to have one eye on this and one eye on the game. You know, that wouldn't be good. But okay, it's going to be, it's January 22nd at 7 p.m. Okay. What if you sold it before it existed?
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Oh, thank you. I never really thought about that. So like almost like a pre-sale of seats, we would say, or?
Yeah. So like it could look something like this. Hey, I'm going to, you know, whatever the name of the class is or the workshop or whatever. And if this is something of interest to you, let me know. I'm going to be doing it live on January 22nd or whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But for the early birds who really want this, we're going to have a 30-minute pre-call before the actual course, which could get in, and it's, you know, say it's January 22nd, or you might have one. Like, we're going to have a 45-minute Q&A before the course or in addition to the course, but you have to sign up by Thanksgiving, and we're going to have it in December. And then the course is in January.
Okay. I never really thought about it like that.
I have done that and it worked. Because you're selling something that doesn't exist. But the point of that also is, A, you know people are willing to invest their money into learning about this. But if no one's willing to sign up, you might not want to waste your time making the course to begin with.
True.
So what if you had like a, say it's $85. Okay. That's the number.
Okay.
That's fine. No problem. Okay. For $85, you wouldn't need to set up a Stripe account or anything. Send people your Venmo and say, Venmo me $85 and I'll send you the link. It's very simple. Or PayPal or Zelle or however your preferred.
Yeah.
Venmo is just easier because you send somebody a picture. It's not giving out your phone number or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, Zelle me $85 and I'll get you the link. I'll get you access. You know, but the thing is, if you record the class to make it a self-study course, then it's been validated by people's money. And if 2 or 3 or 6 or 15 or 37 people pay for it, that means there's a whole lot more of the people that'll pay for it too. And in 2 months or 6 weeks or whenever you want to cut off the get into the group special, like the bonus call, if you can't get one person to sign up in 6 weeks, might need to look at that first.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just me. But maybe you offer it, say it's $85 for the people that sign up, because it's all going to be digital anyway.
Yeah.
So it's one, it's basically an hour of your time, basically. But what if you make it where it's for those who sign up before this date, it's $60. And then if they sign up after that date, they don't get that call, like the bonus group call.
Yeah.
And then the course is 85, not 60 or 57 or whatever.
Yeah.
Might be something to consider.
No, definitely it is.
Okay. So what's the next right move that you should do?
I would say on Sunday, sitting down, picking the date.
Yep. Nothing happened.
Picking the date.
Nothing can happen without a date.
Yeah. Picking the date. And then for me, planning out before that, the date I give myself to do the curriculum layout, the date I give myself for digital creation. So I do all the digital asset creation. So lay out the curriculum and then lay out my digital assets. And the big one is, if I do the pre-call, look at when am I going to do it? How is it going to look? What, you know, look at the big calendar of social, the social calendar that's coming up, because it is at the time of year. So kind of looking at the social calendar and making sure I align within it. So it's not hitting dates like national conference. We're in, you know, college football season. So making sure I'm not hitting anybody who's sitting there glued to their TV, because I know I come from a big football family, so I understand that.
But there were all of these people glued to their TV, but like, you're not probably going after people who are stuck on watching Oprah reruns.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like more of the big games.
I get it.
Because as soon as Alabama was playing, you can take out a whole group of people.
Yeah, you can take out
a whole dedicated.
a whole state is not watching.
Yeah.
They don't care. That you could be raising people from the dead and they're not seeing you.
No. They'll be like, oh, okay, that's great. Is it roll tide?
That's
no?
Awesome. Oh, okay. Oh, Alabama's on? Okay, perfect. I don't care. I don't care about that dead person. I don't care. I care about this dead team we're going to beat, you know, or whatever. So, okay. So, what if you didn't even think about the curriculum? You had a very rough outline, like bullet points.
Yeah.
But what if you had no outline at all made until someone paid? Because then it's happening. Until someone pays, it's not happening.
Yeah.
But if you get someone to pay, then you make the curriculum.
I mean, yeah. That makes sense.
I mean, again, you can do what you want. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but that's what I've done. That's what's worked for me.
Yeah. And the only reason is because I teach as well. And so I don't want to use the curriculum I use when I'm teaching, because I'm teaching university students. And I like to, when I teach like professional development courses, I use the universal learning guideline, keep it at 8th grade to 10th grade reading levels. And it's not, you know, but I like to keep it as plain English as possible so they can understand that.
So I've heard it said this way: never use a quarter word when a nickel word will do.
Yep.
Because if you give somebody a concept and they've never heard of this concept in their life, they're not hearing what you're saying for the next 3 or 4 minutes. They're trying to like, where have I ever, did she make this word up? Like, what is going on here? But if you use something like, you know, industry speak.
Yeah.
You know, like we've all seen the financial people, you know, like online or wherever, and they've got 37 initials after their name, or not initials, letters
certifications after their name. Yeah.
It's like, what does all that mean? Like now, if I'm only speaking to financial professionals, they're going to know what all those numbers mean. But you're not always going to be talking to only financial professionals. So maybe it's like, I tell people, okay, I don't have a clue what you just said. Tell me like I'm 10 years old. Like, explain it to me. Because if you can't explain it to a kid, you may not know it well enough. Like, you know, how does a bank work? Oh, you earn money from your job or wherever, and you go to this, and they hold it for you. And then when you need more of it, you can go and go to the bank and get some more money. Oh, okay, that's pretty simple. That's not, oh, it's a fiduciary. You know, nobody knows what that means, you know. But if you can sell it before then it's a validated self-study course after that, because it's been validated.
So I do that in a sense. I do a higher ed course I used to do when I was, especially when I was a recruiter and working in higher ed, where I do higher ed 101. And I legit put all these terms on the slide, and I would ask the whole room, like, okay, who knows what any of this stuff behind me means? And I'm like, I'm not trying to be condescending, but I said, I want you to understand what you're walking yourself into. Let's go through it. And so I try to keep it like that. Like when I'm teaching courses in the college level, you're taking this course because you want to be in this field. So let me go ahead and we'll talk about it. If I'm talking to parents and students, I'm like, look, parents, if you're helping your kids get through school, you can store this towards the front of your brain. And as soon as your kid walks across that stage, you could throw out all that knowledge that goes with it. This is, you know, this is just for your little Rolodex. And so I try to do that. And I try to incorporate some form of that in every course. Like, I always try to give them lingo, just because I'm like, I'm going to explain it, but 9 times out of 10, you'll get into places where they don't. And it irks me as a professional where they don't explain it. I get it, especially if you're with industry people. Oh, they should know this. but you can't be 100% guaranteed that everyone in that room is in the same industry as you. Because I've gone to higher ed financial aid conferences, and I'm sitting there like, no clue what they're saying. And we work in the same industry, but they have their own, like every niche has their own language. And you're just like, I need a translator now, stat.
Right.
Yeah. So like, I know that will be one of the big things. And that's like, that's why I don't want to say, yeah, it's more like my curriculum planning. That's why I try to go through and go, I record myself, listen to it, and I'm like, okay, where am I at? Okay, these words I need to explain, or maybe I should use these words instead. Because my biggest thing when I do any course is I want to make sure that they understand. Like, I want them to come out and go, okay, I get it. Or I know I have an idea. Because then I don't want, I don't, that's my big, I think my biggest fear is like, I don't want someone to walk out and be like, I have no clue what that woman just talked about.
Do you think that, I mean, it is a possibility because anything's possible, but do you think that's a realistic possibility for someone to walk out of one of your classes and say, I don't have a clue what that lady was talking about? She might have been from Mars.
Only when I'm doing the higher ed. The higher ed 101. And the reason I say that is because I think it's just a lot of information hitting them at one time. Not that they don't get it. I think it's in, like, they're over inundated. Right. And so that's why I've been looking at like half day courses. I'm like, how can I break down this dense information? And even when I'm looking at like the 30 minute leadership class, I'm like, I have a lot of knowledge and I can get into it and I can give them all this information and they'll just look at me with eyes glazed over like, yeah, okay. And so I'm trying to, that's where I'm like, how do I break it down? How do I keep it, you know, nice and tight? And I think if I added that 30-minute call that you were speaking to, it also gives them a chance to fill it out of going, okay, I think I know where I'm heading. I know where I'm going. I'm ready for the class. So I think it's, I know adding that would probably be a good chunk to like, okay, the pre-class. I do want to ask, what if I added it at the end?
What if you added both?
True.
Like a pre-call to the call,
mm-hmm.
the call, and then mm-hmm. 3 or 4 weeks later, a post-call. Hey, what did y'all pick up? What are you doing differently? It's your world, squirrel.
I think it, and the researcher in me is like, oh, this would be great to get some good quantitative research or some good qualitative research. And I'm just like, well, yeah, I never really thought about adding the pre-call. The post-call I can see. The pre-call I haven't, but to have all three of them together kind of shows you the stages of learning, which I, as an educator, I'm super excited about. Okay.
So remember what I told you whenever we first got started with this call? There'll be a point when you see something different that you didn't see before the call.
Yeah.
Well, we just hit that point.
Yeah, I think so. And now I'm like thinking like, how would it work? What would it look like? Because then my next question would be, you've done the pre-calls. How long have you let them be? Like, were they as long as the course or maybe a little bit shorter, a little bit longer?
Yeah, it's all made up, whatever you want it to do.
Okay.
Remember, this is a bonus. This is like free because the course is $85. You get the bonus pre-calls. I mean, I wouldn't make it 12 minutes, but I wouldn't make it 4.5 hours either.
Yeah.
I'd make it, you know, 30 to 45 minutes or an hour or whatever.
Okay.
Because, yeah, here's the deal. This course doesn't exist, but it's going to exist. And you're the creator of the course. So do whatever you want.
You would think this would come to me easy because I'm usually the person in all my higher ed meetings going, okay, guys, let's think outside the box. We have to meet our students where they're at.
Okay, so last question. What if you just got out of your own way and just went with what you wanted to do?
I think there'll be some awesome stuff happening.
Of course there would be.
Yeah, I can actually utilize my assistant for what I brought them on for.
Strange concept.
Right?
I mean, woo, what a concept. Brittany,
it's a younger cousin. She's studying and she was like, I just need a part-time job. I was like, well, you can work for me and help out and sit in on any of the courses I teach.
Yeah. Yeah. Last question. What if it was easy? What would you do then? While you're thinking, without all these, should I do this? Should I do this? What if it was easy? What would you do?
Ideally, I would have it each month where I would have a class that would launch the digital access wise. So I could do quarterly the big dream course, which is for young professionals, and make it free of charge because they're young. I'm talking my high schoolers to college kids and talking all things study abroad, internships, how to continue to pay for school without using loans. Like, then I could, because I have those courses, I can do that and not worry about like, okay, am I paying my assistant? Is bills getting paid? Like, now I am able to do it worry-free.
What if you did your leadership course worry-free?
It would be automated. It would be automated in the sense that I would take that, you know, do the pre-call, the course itself, and the post-call, and it'll be automated on the schedule of like, okay, this is when it's happening. And then all I'm doing in that in-between time now is promoting it.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Brittany, this was fun.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for playing. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
David has been a coach basically his entire life. He was made to coach people. He loves seeing people transform their lives through coaching. It's been said that it takes a coach to get you to a place inside yourself that you can't get to by yourself. It's also been said that you're only one conversation away from a completely changed life, and that nothing ever happens outside of a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation with David about where you currently are in life and where you want to go, reach out to him at davidcreel.com.